your radio is tuned to the right place because it's time for the Bible Answer Man with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute, and we're glad you've joined us. The Secret is the New York Times bestseller that is influencing millions of people in their life decisions. The Secret argues that your thoughts have unlimited power, that a universal law of attraction will grant you anything you desire. All you have to do is believe. But is The Secret really new or just an age-old lie? We'll ask that of Gretchen Passantino, director of Answers in Action, a nonprofit evangelical Christian ministry based in Costa Mesa, California. Of course, your phone calls are always an important part of the program, so call now. Call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's the host of The Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is great to be with you as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Today, we're going to spend some time talking about a number one mega bestseller that has developed a whole cottage industry around it. We live in a society in which many people are constantly searching for a quick fix to all of life's problems, some little-known truth that, once discovered, will eliminate your wants and your worries and the woes of life. And it is therefore not surprising that a new product known as The Secret, which claims to reveal an age-old process for attaining anything and everything you desire, is quickly gaining a frenzied following, including considerable interest and acclaim from primetime media figures, including Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres and Larry King and many other people who are well known to all of us in our culture. But today I'm going to be talking to Gretchen Passantino about The Secret and why this secret is really not new at all. It is an age-old myth that continues to be packaged and repackaged for consumption in our world. In fact, I wrote about this in a book called Christianity in Crisis and talked about how people believe within Christian circles today that faith is a force. Words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, one can create their own reality. So what you say becomes a tangible reality if you say it over and over again. Now, if you say something positive, positive things will happen. If you say something negative, if you speak a word of fear, for example, a negative thing can come into your life. Well, what has been packaged for Christian consumption now is being repackaged once again for secular consumption. And the reason we're making a big deal out of this is there are all kinds of people who are buying into the skin of the truth, stuffed with a great big lie. And in some way or other, they assume that this idea, this secret, can be harmonized with a Christian worldview. Well, joining me now, Gretchen Passantino, one of the great ladies of apologetics. She's a brilliant individual who's biblically literate and most of all deeply cares about the spiritual and physical needs of people, and I'm honored to have her on the broadcast. Hi, Gretchen.
Hank, I'm honored to be on with you, too. And you know, as you and I were talking before the program, and as we've talked many times over the years of our long friendship, it is the heart of the gospel that transforms my life, transforms your life, and the lives of those who trust in Jesus. You can have the most sophisticated marketing program. You can multiply your words almost ad infinitum via the internet and DVDs and appearances on TV talk shows and even some of the biggest arena churches in the world. And yet if you do not have the heart of Jesus Christ that says, greater love has no one than that, but that he lay down his life for his friends as Jesus did for us, his enemies, then you do not have the truth. And in The Secret and in so many of the false gospels we see promoted in the church, all of the power, all of the grandeur and the acclaim and the self-indulgence is the focus. and the self-sacrifice that we see epitomized so centrally in the redemption story of Jesus Christ is almost entirely missing. The people who show up at huge arena groups or who buy DVDs and things off of Amazon and different blogs looking for the secret of the universe, they're not looking for fame and fortune. They're not looking for mansions and limousines. They're looking for relationship, love, and forgiveness. That comes in Jesus Christ. There is no price to it, and yet the price is inestimable.
Gretchen, unmask for our audience some of the core worldview assumptions of The Secret.
Well, The Secret is defined by Rhonda Byrne, who's the author and television producer who's promoted this program, as the great secret of life is the law of attraction. She says the law of attraction says like attracts like. So when you think a thought, you are also attracting like thoughts to you. She provides the analogy, thoughts are magnetic and thoughts have a frequency. As you think thoughts, they are sent out into the universe and they magnetically attract all things that are on the same wavelength. She goes on to say that whatever you can focus on and claim for yourself, you can have. The old prosperity teacher Napoleon Hill used to say, what you believe you can achieve. And it is that kind of a Gnostic and pantheistic, mechanistic view of the universe that says that God is not a person who has created you and sustained you, who deserves your worship, who sent his son to die for you, but God is a force, God is a power that can be manipulated and mechanically ordered to produce things for your own pleasure simply because you figured out the secret of attraction.
Kind of interesting that Rhonda Byrne, who you just now mentioned, author of The Secret, not only embraces a pantheistic worldview, but takes Jesus Christ and repositions him as a millionaire. I want to play a short clip by Rhonda Byrne where she talks about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Jesus, and alleges that they were prosperity teachers and millionaires. So this is a complete repositioning of the Lord of Glory.
If you have been brought up to believe that being wealthy is not spiritual, then I highly recommend you read the Millionaires of the Bible series by Catherine Ponder. In these glorious books, you will discover that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Jesus were not only prosperity teachers, but also millionaires themselves, with more affluent lifestyles than many present-day millionaires could conceive of.
I can't help but thinking of the words of Jesus Christ when he said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
This is the same Jesus who said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." One of the greatest followers of Jesus of all time, the Apostle Paul, said toward the end of his life, when he had suffered imprisonment and beatings and scorn and persecution and all kinds of terrible things, said that he has learned to be content in want or in plenty, in jail or in freedom, in all circumstances. He has learned to be content not because of the law of attraction, not because of materializing extra zeros on his checks, but by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and being willing to pour out himself completely and totally. In the same letter where he says he's learned to be content in all things, he says he not only desires the glory of Christ's resurrection, but also the patience and the honing of his suffering. If we are not willing to suffer with Christ, we will not be able to reign with Christ. And that reigning is a reign of peace and joy and love in the Holy Spirit.
So you are saying that there is absolutely no way to reconcile The Secret with a Christian worldview or the Jesus of The Secret with the Jesus of the Bible.
Anytime you look for things instead of the one who made and sustains all things, you're missing the point. I have a very good friend who's a pastor, and who's a pastor in a church tradition from which a lot of false prosperity teachers have arisen. And I was praying with him just Saturday, as he was praying, that God would help the people in his church to experience the riches of the Holy Spirit by sacrificing everything they have for Jesus. He told me if somebody walked in my church and handed me $100,000 and told me it came from God, the first thing I'd do is look for the devil underneath it. Now, he's not against money. The Bible's not against money. But he's against anything that turns you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not in material things, in mansions or cars or first-class service or anything like that, that you achieve happiness and peace with God. It's through surrendering everything you are and everything you have to the captain of your soul.
Gretchen and I wanted to do more than just talk about the secret today. We wanted to put some real tools into your hands as well. And on that note, I have arranged to make available a 20-pack of tracts. I wrote a little tract, What is the Secret? It's put out by the American Tract Society. You can get it in an order of 20 or 100, very inexpensively. The 100 is only $12. The 20 is only $4.50, along with an article, an incredibly insightful article written by my guest and friend Gretchen Pasentino. We've put that package together to put information into your hands, because here's the real story. You are going to run into someone in the next few days or weeks or months. Someone who has been influenced by the secret or by the prosperity gospel, and you may not know what to say, but here is a ready-made tool that you can slip into their hands and say, read this.
And Hank, this tract is so good and so clear and well-written. Very easy. You can see the section, The Secret is Unverifiable, The Secret is Unethical, The Secret is Unbiblical. Just at a moment, you can get to the core of the teaching and be able to share with somebody, even if you don't yourself know a whole lot about the subject.
Well, I thought the tract was great until I read your article.
Well, I'll tell you what, both things are really good helps. My article is a little longer. There's a reason my husband says I'm wordy. It has a little bit more information, but the tract is so outstanding to be able to give somebody in a very short period of time, a small amount of space. You have all of the key teachings of The Secret compared point by point with the teachings of Scripture.
What is so interesting, and we'll explore this in the next segment of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, along with some callers, people already trying to form a queue or a line to get on and speak to Gretchen Pasentino, but we're going to explore The Secret and its relationship to what is now being peddled under the guise of Christianity. There are many people, from Joel Osteen to Joyce Meyer to Creflo Dollar and a host of others, Kenneth Copeland, who are communicating this same message, but under the guise of spiritual terminology, and thousands are flocking to the altars of the prosperity gospel, whether in the spiritual or the secular realm. And that is why it is so transcendently important for you to know the truth. Look, error does not present itself in its naked deformity. If it did, we would not buy into the error. It is always packaged and repackaged to look like truth. And therefore, we need, as believers, to become so familiar with the genuine article that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, a counterfeit like The Secret, you will know it instantaneously. Again, you can call me right now and order your 20-pack of tracts or your 100-pack of tracts and become an ambassador. Most of us are not ambassadors for Jesus Christ as we have been called to be, but we are secret agents who have never blown our cover before the unregenerate world. This is an opportunity to be an ambassador for Christ. I trust that you will order these materials, and I also trust that the Holy Spirit will allow you to use these materials to make a difference in the life of someone who is about to fall into a dangerous trap and an error. When I come back with Gretchen, I'm going to ask her about the real life consequences of this kind of thinking. Ideas have consequences, and this kind of thinking has tragic consequences, as you will see on the other side of the break. We'll be right back with my friend Gretchen Passantino.
The real secret is out. The Bible Answer Man is the program to tune to for concise answers to your questions about the Bible, cults and false religions, and the gospel of Jesus Christ. As part of this mission, Hank has written a vital tract that effectively addresses and refutes the claims of The Secret. Using both biblical and non-biblical sources, Hank exposes this movement for the deception it is and helps point the way to Jesus Christ as the true source of a fulfilling life. So order and pass on the tract titled, What is the Secret? As a bonus, we'll include Gretchen Passantino's article entitled, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret Isn't the Answer to Life. Call 888-7000-CRI and specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. What are your plans for this summer? Well, here's a unique opportunity for your family to come hear Hank Hanegraaff in person and have a memorable summer while you do. Hank is coming to New York State for Camp of the Woods. This is a camp the whole family will love. Hank will be the chapel speaker, opening week, June 23rd through the 30th. Camp of the Woods is a unique 107-year-old Christian family resort ministry located in the beautiful Adirondack Mountains of New York State. Daily activities are planned for all ages, making this an unforgettable week for the whole family. Make this a memorable summer with Hank Hanegraaff. To register for this event, log on to our website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank will return with our guest, Gretchen Passantino, when the Bible Answer Man returns right after this break.
You are eternal life. You're source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Does this rhetoric sound familiar? It ought to. These aged slogans of self-deity are now being marketed to a new generation through The Secret, the New York Times bestseller that argues that your thoughts have unlimited power, that a universal law of attraction will grant you anything you desire. But by following its advice, millions are setting themselves up for disaster. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has prepared a tract called What is the Secret? That analyzes and exposes this fraud. By sharing this tract with others, they'll discover that powerful living is found not in the secret, but in the Savior. Order your tracts from CRI titled What is the Secret? Call 888-7000-CRI. Please specify packs of 20 or 100 when you order. 888-7000-CRI or order from our website at equip.org.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the works and words of such men as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history. Men whose passion for Christ transcends time. Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders in church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage. Normally, this collection is $59.95, but order in time for Father's Day and it's only $49.95. Classics of the Christian Faith CD collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Is the Antichrist alive today? Will the temple be rebuilt? Are we living in the tribulation? What is the mark of the beast? Is Armageddon just around the corner? These questions and many others burn in the minds of millions. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. Yet the secret to understanding the last book of the Bible is not current events or recent history, but within the rest of the Bible. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff covers today's most asked prophecy questions. Much more, it reveals why answering them correctly matters so much today. Yet it does not offer another model of the end times. Rather, it presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code unravels the mystery of current and future events and paves a path in scripture interpretation. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it on our website at equip.org.
Back with more of the Bible Answer Man, so call us now with your questions or comments on Rhonda Byrne's bestseller, The Secret. Hank and our guest, Gretchen Passantino, are ready to talk to you when you call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. How would you like to chat with Hank from your home computer? Hank invites you to join him for a live online chat that he'll be hosting. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, June 12th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Hank will be chatting about the end times and his very latest work, The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Join him online with your question and be a part of the worldwide community of Bible Answer Man fans. Don't miss Hank Hanegraaff in a live internet chat Tuesday, June 12th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Go to www.equip.org for details. That's equip.org. And now we return to the Bible Answer Man with our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Time is running out on our fiscal year, which ends June 30th. This has been an especially challenging time for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You see, as we come to the close of our fiscal year, we're faced with a shortfall of $775,000, but the vital work that we have been engaged in has not been in short supply. We expose the erroneous and sensationalistic facts surrounding the discovery of the supposed tomb of Jesus' family. We gave you a thorough investigation into the religious, intellectual, and political motivations behind one of our generation's most dangerous men, Osama bin Laden. We exposed the inaccuracies of the Da Vinci Code, clearly illustrating that those who are placing their eternal decisions upon the storyline of the Da Vinci Code are placing their trust in the skin of the true stuffed with a great big lie. We brought you cutting-edge discoveries of what modern science and technology are together uncovering about the origin of life. And we have made scripture reading and end-time prophecy much more accessible and clearer than ever with the release of the Legacy Study Bible, the Bible Answer Book Volume 2, the Apocalypse Code, and Hank Talk online chat site. How are we able to bring such expert-level information on such a wide variety of cultural and religious topics? Well, it's by the faithful, generous, financial, and prayerful support of people just like you. As we prepare to close the books on our fiscal year and approach the summer months, which typically bring a decrease in income, this would be an opportune time for you to contact the Christian Research Institute and commit your prayerful and financial support. We need you to contact us today. Our toll-free contact number is 888-7000 and the letters CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or you can donate online and put your gift to work immediately at www.equip.org, EQUIP.org. And thank you in advance for your help. One other note, you can also write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Today I'm talking to Gretchen Passantino. She's a professor, a prolific author. She's the co-founder of a great apologetics ministry known as Answers in Action. And she's one of the most generous and godly people that I've ever met in my life and ministry. And I'm always pleased to have her on the broadcast with us. And today we're talking, of course, about The Secret. And Gretchen, when we went to break, I wanted to alert our audience to the fact that they're going to hear a very, very troublesome clip. This is a clip on the Larry King Show, where you have Joe Vitale talking to Larry King about The Secret. And in talking about The Secret, points out that there's a girl who is murdered in Florida and lays a tremendous guilt trip, not only on the deceased, but the loved ones of the deceased. Listen to this.
Let's take a call. St. Louis, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Mary.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secrets?
Okay, good question.
Yeah, God is all of us. God is the secret and everything about it. This is a law from God. And I heard some people talking earlier that this might be a principle, there might be some exceptions to it, but I say that the law of attraction is like the other three, there's three great laws in the world. There's the law of gravity, there's a law of everybody loving Italian food, and there's the law of attraction. These are all from God. This is not separate, this is all one, and we are part of it.
But do you attract, the young girl who was killed in Florida, her killer was found guilty yesterday, did she attract that?
We are attracting everything to ourselves, and there is no exception.
Gretchen, here's a classic example of how ideas have consequences.
This is not merely troubling and disturbing. This is outrageous and destructive. I hope everyone listening to this program will listen very carefully to what I'm saying right now. The God of the secret is a sadistic, evil power and force. Does not really exist. Thank the God who does exist. But that is the God of the secret. Here is what the secret says. The only reason people do not have what they want is because they are thinking more about what they don't want than what they do want. The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is impersonal, and it does not see good things or bad things. It is receiving your thoughts and reflecting back to you those thoughts as your life experience. The law of attraction simply gives you whatever it is you are thinking about. There is no other explanation for evil and human suffering according to the secret. The secret says nothing can come into your experience unless you summon it through persistent thoughts. So that young girl who was kidnapped, sexually abused, buried alive, who suffocated in her own grave, attracted that to herself. That is evil, that is horrendous, that is totally against the God of the Bible. Jesus said, if you harm one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were cast into the deepest sea. Evil and human suffering comes on the innocent, not just the guilty. And when it comes on the innocent, there is no way to explain it, to recover it, to redeem that suffering than through the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. God doesn't just say, oh, it's too bad that happened, or think happy thoughts and it'll be better. He sends his own son to pay the price of all that sinfulness so that that little girl and every other person who has innocently suffered can look forward to life eternal in perfect peace, happiness, joy, contentment, protection, and the love of Almighty God. God is not a mechanical, non-personal law that is inexorable and that punishes the good and the bad alike. God is our loving Father who sent His Son to die for us, to take us out of that mire of evil and suffering and cruelty, to bring us into His kingdom.
Gretchen, that is the reason in the tract. It is not only cursing the darkness that is surrounding the secret, but it is also attempting to build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm by giving a gospel presentation and a way in which someone can receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their life and then experience the goodness and grace in the midst of suffering and know that one day we will live with a perfect Jesus in a restored universe in glorified bodies. And that is part of what we're offering today, a 20-pack or 100-pack of tracts. What is the Secret is the title of the tract. It's produced by the American a track society. I wrote the track, and in addition to these tracks, an article by Gretchen Passantino, which is brilliant and insightful, will be very helpful for you, but ultimately for those that you encounter, because as I said in the first segment, every one of you will encounter someone who has been influenced in one way or another by the skin of the truth stuffed with the great big lie of the supposed secret, whether it's given through Creflo Dollar or Joyce Meyer or Joel Osteen or by the unvarnished air published in The Secret. Again, all of this information is available right now when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or when you log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. An opportunity for you to be a missionary. I want to go to the phones. A lot of people hanging on. Mike, listening on KCCV, Linwood, Kansas. You're on with Gretchen Passantino.
Yeah, hi, Hank. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciate all the work you've done on the Da Vinci Code. And Mrs. Passantino, I got an opportunity to hear you on the Issues Etc. program not too long ago, and I really appreciate all the work that you've done. And what I wanted to talk about, oh, and by the way, I think, Hank, you're going to be appearing on Issues Etc. next Sunday, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, I'll be tuning in. I hope others will, too. What I wanted to mention was that it wasn't too long ago on the Oprah Winfrey Show that I happened to see Run DMC and his wife there. And his wife, you know, Lord bless her, his wife recently, they lost a child in childbirth. And as a result of that, his wife on the Oprah Winfrey Show said that that her and Run DMC were not going to grieve the loss of their child because it would bring negative vibes into the family, which had been revealed to them by the secret. And I find that to be extremely tragic. I wonder if you might comment on that.
You know, anyone who has been a parent or who has been the child of a loving parent knows that the kind of love between a parent and a child is the love given us by God. It is a reflection of that eternal love that He has for us. If God Himself weeps over the death of a sinner, as we read in Ezekiel 18, if God Himself mourns the sinners who turn away from Him, if Jesus wept and cried over the death of his friend Lazarus, any of us can and should grieve over the death of our loved ones, especially children. This is not what God has planned for us. It is the result of sin that death is in the world. The remedy to that is in Jesus Christ, not in The Secret.
We're talking to Gretchen Passantino, was always profound and eloquent, and she's going to be on with us not only in the next segment coming up in just a few moments, but also for an entire hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls, and she'll continue talking about The Secret, and we'll continue equipping you. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about not just the serious consequences of The Secret, but the silly ideas impregnated in it as well. Be right back.
The real secret is out. The Bible Answer Man is the program to tune to for concise answers to your questions about the Bible, cults and false religions, and the gospel of Jesus Christ. As part of this mission, Hank has written a vital tract that effectively addresses and refutes the claims of The Secret. Using both biblical and non-biblical sources, Hank exposes this movement for the deception it is and helps point the way to Jesus Christ as the true source of a fulfilling life. So order and pass on the tract titled, What is the Secret? As a bonus, we'll include Gretchen Passantino's article entitled, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret Isn't the Answer to Life. Call 888-7000-CRI and specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. Order your copy of Hank Hanegraaff's new book, The Apocalypse Code. It could very well change your mind about coming events and why a proper understanding of biblical prophecy matters so much. Perhaps your Sunday school or small group would appreciate the information in the Apocalypse Code. Well, CRI has made special arrangements so that you can get special quantity package discounts. 3 copies will be sent to you for a gift of $49, and 7 copies will be sent for your gift to CRI of $99.
And for anyone who orders a 3-pack or 7-pack of the Apocalypse Code, we'll send a free The Apocalypse Code Study Guide. Call 888-7000-CRI to order. If you're on the web, go to www.equip.org and you can order it right there online. Stay with us. The Bible Answer Man will continue.
You are eternal life. Your source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Does this rhetoric sound familiar? It ought to. These aged slogans of self-deity are now being marketed to a new generation through The Secret, the New York Times bestseller that argues that your thoughts have unlimited power, that a universal law of attraction will grant you anything you desire. But by following its advice, millions are setting themselves up for disaster. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has prepared a tract called What is the Secret that analyzes and exposes this fraud. By sharing this tract with others, they'll discover that powerful living is found not in the secret, but in the Savior. Order your tracts from CRI titled What is the Secret? Call 888-7000-CRI. Please specify packs of 20 or 100 when you order. 888-7000-CRI or order from our website at equip.org.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the works and words of such men as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history. Men whose passion for Christ transcends time. Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders in church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage. Normally, this collection is $59.95, but order in time for Father's Day and it's only $49.95. Classics of the Christian Faith CD collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection. Call now and order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Look for it on our website at equip.org.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Bible Answer Man as we examine the thinking behind Rhonda Byrne's bestseller, The Secret. The Secret is all about how to achieve your own goals, how to increase your own wealth, and how to attract all good things to yourself. It's an enticement that millions of Americans are drawn to. And although The Secret is said to work for anyone, no matter what their religious beliefs, its worldview is contradictory to the Christian worldview. Find out more when you call the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI and order the tract, What is the Secret? Specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. The number again to call is 888-7000-CRI. Or check it out on our website, www.equip.org. And now let's return to the conversation between our guest, Gretchen Passantino, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And the tracts and the article by Gretchen Passantino are also available when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Before we go back to Gretchen Passantino, I'd like to invite you to join me for an online chat session, which I'll be hosting at www.hanktalk.com. www.gather.com. The topic of the chat will center around end times and my latest book, The Apocalypse Code. Again, join me for that live chat session tomorrow. We'll be talking about that some more. You can find out more on the World Wide Web, but again, all of that takes place tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday tomorrow, right here let me give that address out again, www.hanktalk.gather.com. And again, the time is Eastern, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Back to Gretchen Pasentino. She's one of the greatest apologists on the planet and has been a good friend of mine for many, many years. She's a professor, an author. She's the co-founder of Answers in Action, and she's available on the World Wide Web through answers.org. And I'll tell you what, if you have not benefited from her ministry, this is a ministry that's making a difference for time and for eternity. Before we went to the break, I was talking about the serious consequences of The Secret with Gretchen Pasentino. Now I want to spend just a little time with Gretchen talking about some of the silly ideas impregnated in The Secret. Here is a classic or a quintessential example of the silliness that The Secret espouses, particularly when it comes to food.
The most common thought that people hold, and I held it too, is that food was responsible for my weight gain. That is a belief that does not serve you, and in my mind now, it is complete balderdash. Food is not responsible for putting on weight. It is your thought that food is responsible for putting on weight that actually has food put on weight. Remember, thoughts are the primary cause of everything, and the rest is effects from those thoughts. Think perfect thoughts, and the result must be perfect weight.
Gretchen, here is Rhonda Byrne, the author of The Secret, simply communicating nonsense, and I don't understand how so many people swallow it. Have we lost all discernment?
Well, you know, having spent most of my life behind a desk and studying, I have my own issues with food and with thoughts and with weight. And let me tell you something. The scientific fact remains. Calories minus exercise equals fat. That is a scientific fact. It has nothing to do with what you think. It just is. If you eat more calories than you expend, then you gain weight, even if you have the most perfect thoughts in the world. If you have the worst thoughts in the world and you take in fewer calories and you expend more calories, you lose weight. What's very interesting to me is that in the beginning of The Secret, both the DVD and the book, a great deal is made of the fact that The Secret is a scientific principle, that it can be understood in scientific terms, that contemporary physics explains and proves The Secret. You know, none of that is true, but that's the claim that's made. And yet, you get further into the book and the DVD, and you find them saying such ridiculous things as thoughts create fat, not calories create fat. Ridiculous ideas like The Secret is your own private genie that will give you any wish you grant. The story is given of one of the Secret promoters who was heavily in debt and began taking his bills, and instead of writing, if the bill would say, I owe $1,000, this person would cross out I owe and write in I have and add a few zeros to that and then be so happy about how much money this person had. That is ridiculous. It's buffoonery. It's making a mockery of the actual world of scientific law, rationality, and reality that God has created and sustains.
Let's now take the same genre of thought and move into the Christian realm. We have millions of people listening to Joel Osteen, reading his books, or watching him on television, or going to his live performances. He has a similar idea, and here's how he expresses it.
I know when Victoria and I used to travel with my father overseas, a lot of times we would go over a few days early. And it was amazing how many times we would get upgraded to first class. When I'd go up to that counter, I'd kid with Victoria. I'd say, watch this, we're going to get upgraded. And I'd go up there expecting to get preferential treatment. I'd go up there knowing that I have an advantage. I've got the favor of God. I wouldn't go up there arrogant in any means and trying to push myself. No, when I'd go up there, I'd just smile real big and be real friendly. And that whole time, under my breath, I'd be saying, Father, I thank you that I have your favor. I thank you that you're causing me to stand out in the crowd. I thank you that your light is shining down on me. Victoria will tell you, time after time, for no reason at all, they'd bump us up to first class. See, that's the favor of God. It's not a lucky break. It's not just a coincidence. That's God's favor giving us preferential treatment.
And all of this is based on his presupposition that faith is a force, words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, you create your own reality. Kind of sounds similar to The Secret, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And you know, Joel Osteen and a lot of other very popular Christian leaders have a mixture of good and bad, of truth and falsity, of the genuine redemption story and gospel, and false things. And it is the outrageous and the least biblical that gets the most notoriety and the most attention, not because we're trying to pick on people or we hold, you know, a higher standard for them than we would for us, but because it is those very startling things that their very listeners and the people who go to their programs, they remember those things. And if I were to come away from a Joel Osteen performance or program and think, God owes me first-class treatment, I'd go away with the wrong message. I remember what Jesus said about the two people who went into the temple. One of them stood out from the crowd. He looked like a king's kid. He looked like somebody who mattered. His robes were rich. He was dressed very well. He carried himself with dignity and pride. And he stood up tall with his arms outstretched. And he thanked God that he was not like the poor, dirty sinner next to him. The other man was dressed poorly. He was humble. He was bowed over. He was stricken with grief because of his sinfulness. And he prostrated himself before the Lord. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus asks the hearers of his day, who went away justified from this? The one who stood out from the crowd and looked so good, the one who got first-class treatment, or the one who threw himself on the mercy of God? Now, you and I both believe, Hank, that God can have mercy on a millionaire and a pauper, that one can be haughty and proud and antagonistic to God with all the money in the world and with no money in the world. It is neither money nor the lack of money that makes a heart submitted to God. It is the individual who responds to the grace and the faithfulness of God with humility that makes truth.
What then, Gretchen, is the problem when you hear someone like Joel Osteen saying, I'm expecting to get preferential treatment? I mean, what is wrong with that? A lot of people will ask. I mean, shouldn't we expect as king's kids to get preferential treatment?
Jesus said that what we should expect is persecution and the heavy responsibility of sharing everything that we have been given with others who are in need. We are to expect that the need will be greater than our supply. And that should cause us to throw ourselves on God's mercy, pray for his power and his abundance, not for our own self-aggrandizement, but in order to share it with other people. There are millions of people all over the world suffering from starvation and disease, persecution, imprisonment, abandonment, cruelty, anger. If we were to expend ourselves in helping people in need, we would have no time or energy left over to think about what needs we have.
Is there a sense in which, and I only have a couple of seconds to explore this with you, but is there a sense in which egotism and ego seems to be at the root of the philosophy, whether you find it in the prosperity gospel in Christian churches or in The Secret in the secular world?
This type of teaching is far more popular when in a world where you can get practically anything you want with enough hard work. It falls flat on its face in parts of the world where bare subsistence living is the norm. Those are the people who need the gospel.
We're talking to Gretchen Passantino, and she's going to stay with us for an extra hour. We're going to be taking your calls. You can speak directly with Gretchen Passantino, a great privilege, when you call 888-ASK-HANK. Again, that number, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. We're going to be talking about The Secret, taking your questions, and again, the number to call to talk directly with Gretchen Passantino, 888-ASK-HANK. She'll answer your question. We'll play that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we continue talking to Gretchen Passantino about The Secret. What is The Secret? A track by the American Tract Society that I authored is available in 20 and 100 pack, along with an article written by Gretchen Passantino. When you give us a call right now, 888-7000-CRI, or log into the World Wide Web and order online, but use this as an opportunity to light a candle in the midst of the growing darkness. We'll be back with Gretchen Passantino tomorrow.
Our thanks to Gretchen Passantino for sharing this time with us today on The Bible Answer Man. She returns tomorrow to talk with Hank, so make sure you join us again. You are eternal life, your source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection. Well, these claims are not the manifestos of an extremist New Age sect. It's actually a quote from the DVD version of the New York Times bestseller, The Secret. To discerning Christians, the error in this teaching is obvious. God alone is the Creator, and believers are commanded to seek His kingdom as their highest priority. Yet the false promise of every dream come true is a powerful draw today. If you know someone who's being enticed by the lure of The Secret, order your tracts from CRI titled, What is The Secret? You'll be thoroughly equipped to point those people who earnestly seek the truth to Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. As a bonus, we'll include Gretchen Passantino's article entitled, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret Isn't the Answer to Life. Call 888-7000-CRI. Please specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. Find it on the website at www.equip.org. How would you like to chat with Hank from your home computer? Hank invites you to join him for a live online chat that he'll be hosting. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, June 12th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Hank will be chatting about the end times and his very latest work, The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Join him online with your question and be a part of the worldwide community of Bible Answer Man fans. Don't miss Hank Hanegraaff in a live internet chat Tuesday, June 12th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Go to www.equip.org for details. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
You are eternal life, your source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Does this rhetoric sound familiar? It ought to. These aged slogans of self-deity are now being marketed to a new generation through The Secret, the New York Times bestseller that argues that your thoughts have unlimited power, that a universal law of attraction will grant you anything you desire. But by following its advice, millions are setting themselves up for disaster. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has prepared a tract called What is the Secret? That analyzes and exposes this fraud. By sharing this tract with others, they'll discover that powerful living is found not in the secret, but in the Savior. Order your tracts from CRI titled What is the Secret? Call 888-7000-CRI. Please specify packs of 20 or 100 when you order. 888-7000-CRI or order from our website at equip.org.